Blog Talk Radio.
Bringing my podcast back is all new and improved. Welcome to Unapologetically Danny, where the show still where everything and anything can go down. Same crazy, fun, hip, honest, raw, unfiltered, unscripted content. This season, we're on season three. I started off as open letter for the first two seasons, and then I'm bringing it back, changed the name of the show. We're touching on some new topics. We're going to do live music, poetry, comedy. So I'm going to have a few comedians on here, have doing a stand-up routine, telling some jokes. Have some spoken word. We're going to have some live musicians. So we're going to switch it up, you know, do it a little different than what you normally heard from the first two seasons. But it's still going to be a dope show. I'm happy to be back. And I'm just excited. And now we're going to be on Fridays. We're going to be every Friday at the same time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Before, it used to be every Saturday, but now we're going to do it on Friday night, because I know most of the time, Friday night, everybody either going in to work, doing that late night shift, you know, or you just getting off work, whatever the case may be. Make sure you tune in, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, every Friday, Unapologetically Danny. So today's show is presented by DSE Network. Today's topic is, what is self-love? And also, I have some celebrity news, so you know I got to give you the tea, you know, like I normally do. And also, we would love to hear from you if you would like to, you know, put your two cents in or anything that I talk about on the show. You can call into the studio at 516-453-9392. Again, that's 516-453-9392. And also, if you would like to be a guest on Unapologetic with Danny, you can email me at DannySky1980@yahoo.com and let me know what it is, whether you want to promote something, whether you're a promoter like me, you have an event coming up, just let me know and give me all your information, or if you want to speak on a project that you're doing, if you're coming out with an album, a book, you know, whatever it is that you want to promote, you know, or if you have a topic that you want to discuss, that you want me to discuss on my show, I'm definitely open to it. Get at me. Go ahead and shoot me an email. We'll go ahead and set that up. And also, if you're not following me, you should, but if you're not, you can follow me on three of my social media platforms. Facebook is my official Danny Sky page, Danny Sky 1980. And then Instagram is I Am Danny Sky. And then I have a YouTube channel, which is Danny Sky STL Poet. So make sure that you follow me on one or all three of those social medias so you keep up to date with everything that I'm doing. All right, so we better go ahead and get into our celebrity news. So, Meg Thee Stallion has a new business venture. All right, so with the success of the highly received WAP featuring Cardi B, and then the downfall to her shooting incident with now ex-Canadian rapper Tory Lanez, all in the same month, Meg Thee Stallion has finally received some well-needed good news. She's launching her own clothing line on Fashion Nova next month on November the 18th. The collection will include animal print patterns and denim patchwork for all shapes and sizes. And also, speaking of Lanez, he is allegedly being charged for shooting Meg in the foot multiple times and could possibly face up to 22 years in prison if he's convicted. So that's a lot. I'm like, I didn't think that you can get 22 years for shooting somebody in the foot. So I was just like, okay. He must have had did something else prior, because there's kind of a, kind of a harsh punishment. I mean, he deserved jail time, but I was like, 22 years. I was like, that's a long time. And then they also say that he possibly may get deported back to Canada. So, and then he dropped the album pretty much trying to save face, trying to make himself look innocent. But Rockefeller ain't having it. So it's just pretty much everybody's team Meg at this point. And Tory Lanez, he just, like, pretty much trying to act like nothing didn't happen, like most niggas do when they wrong. But we gonna see how this gonna play out. But other than that, I'm glad Meg is finally getting some good news. Like, she has that. She is an ambassador for Rihanna's Fenty lingerie wear. I've seen some of those pieces, and it's cute. And I'm trying to figure out, like, could I be an ambassador? I think I might try to see if I could be an ambassador. I mean, because they got women of all shapes and sizes on there. And I was just like, if I could just get rid of this kangaroo pouch that I have, I would be set. So, all right. So next in news, we have a pregnant singer who is looking mighty fierce on the front cover of a magazine. Now, I was shocked. I just found this out yesterday. And they are glowing. They look so cute. And y'all want to know who it is? Y'all like, who is it? Okay. Drum roll. Well, it's more like a Wheel of Fortune thing. All right, so the mystery singer is Kelly Rowland of Destiny's Child has been seen sporting her 5-month baby bump in a very elegant picture, glowing up. She revealed in Women's Health magazine in an orange gown posing on the beach. This will be her second with her husband of 6 years, Tim Weatherspoon. And she already has a son, Titan, who's, I believe he'll be 6. And so this is baby number 2 for Kelly Rowland. I saw the pictures. She looks so cute. I was just like, oh my gosh. And she's 39, so she's 39. Second pregnancy, rocking it. She just glowing it up, just happy as she can be. And, like, I'm all here for it. So congratulations, Kelly Rowland, on the second baby. Everybody is getting pregnant during this quarantine. I was just like, it must be something in the water. I guess people just locked up in the house. It wasn't nothing to do but eat and fuck. That's it. That was all there was to do. So I was just like, you know, I gained weight, but it wasn't no baby weight. So it was all food over here. The only baby I had was a food baby. That's it. That's all I had. All right. So that is it for our celebrity news. But before we get into the topic of our show, we're going to take a song break, play a few songs for you. And then after that, we're going to jump back into the show. So again, if you're just tuning in, this is Danny Sky with Unapologetically Danny, presented by DSC Network. And today's topic is going to be what is self-love? So I'm going to get into that today, drop some gems on you. And this is going to be an amazing, just dope show. So like I said, make sure that you tune back in, and we'll be back in a little bit.
I was born alone, I'ma die alone, don't need no help. Be yourself, man, and I promise that you'll never fail. You gotta be yourself. Yo. Money coming in, I feel it. All that did was me for a minute. Tried to plan on you hit it.
Yourself, man, and I promise that you'll never fail. You gotta be yourself.
Oh, my mom, I'm a kid. Yeah, oh, my mom. that leave us. When I look in your eyes, I just seem to care. Then you lead me to another place. It isn't fair, all these rules you made. I just can't stay around with all your foolish games. It's like a miracle I've made it this far. And you say you won't keep fighting, but I know you will. It's like a cycle, and still you keep pulling me
Danny Sky. I am back, and you are tuned into Unapologetically Danny, my podcast. And what you just heard was the smooth sounds of R&B singer Emily King with Down. That was from her 7th EP. I had the pleasure of actually seeing Emily King twice and seeing her live, and I actually met her. It was last year. Yeah, I met her last year at Delmar Hall. Me and my homegirl B, She talked me into the meet and greet. She was like, you should go ahead and get it. Like, I'm telling you, like, it'll be fun. And I was scared because I was just like, I don't know what I'm going to ask Emily, because I've been following her career, like, the past couple of years, and I know everything about her. I know her producer. She started off on J Records, on her albums, you know. I was like, I don't know what I would ask. So we got to the meet and greet. She's a tiny little thing. She's so little. And I was, like, freaking out. And then she, like, you know, the first thing she did was hug me. And she was like, thank you for coming. And I was like, I'm really trying not to be a dork right now. So I was like, oh, my gosh, Emily King. I was like, I'm trying to be cool. And she was like, yeah, you good. And we talked for a very long time. I think we talked for, like, 20 minutes. And we talked about all the music that she had. We talked about her song Crush, because she had a single called Crush, and she just, like, dropped it on Amazon. It wasn't on the album. It was just a single. And I was like, that song Crush, are you going to do that tonight? And then she was just like, no, I said, what happened with Crush? I was like, it really didn't, like, pop off. And I really like that song. She's like, really? She's like, that's actually one of my favorite songs. I'm like, for real? And I was like, I liked it. It was dope. I was like, I don't understand why I didn't, like, blow up the way it did. And she's like, I know, me too. So she did not sing Crush. I was kind of upset. But I guess, you know, she had to do all the hits, all the songs that were, like, popular. But Crush is one of them songs I feel like they could have made it. And I don't know why. I guess maybe when she came out with Crush, it was just different from what we normally hear on all her albums. But I was for Crush. I was for it. But I guess maybe the label was just like, I don't know, or maybe other people was just like, what the fuck is this? And I was just like, okay, I like Crush. Like, it's escape music. Like, it's like, how you not feeling this song? Like, when I'm listening to it, I just automatically start doing body rolls. I'm like, that is a body roll song. You just can't just listen to that song and not feel nothing. Because if you don't feel nothing when you listen to it, you ain't got no soul. That's all I say. You have no soul, no heart, you're dead. That's all I can say. So, but anywho, like I said, it was dope meeting her. She did a Smoke of the Mic shout out. I had her on a live. I was like, hey, could you let people know, come Smoke of the Mic? And I had to coach her through it because it was a lot that I wanted her to say. But other than that, she was a trooper. Like, she did it, and we had fun. And the person that you heard before that was Dani Lay, I actually met her at a meet and greet as well last year. And I had her on Facebook Live, and she was just like, hey, what's up, everybody? And me and her, we talked for a minute, too. And she's, like, really, really tiny, you know. Well, she ain't tiny now. She been got a little thick later on, you know. But she was real little then, and she was just so cool, so down to earth. And I was just, like, really nervous because she was, like, smiling at me a lot. And it kind of made me a little uncomfortable. Like, I don't know when, like, a pretty female smiles at me for too long. I'm thinking, like, I don't know if she like me, or if she's just being friendly. I was like, I don't know, but it's making me feel a little uncomfortable. I don't know if that's just me. I don't know. That's just me. I was just be thinking. That's why I be thinking in my head. So I don't know, but she was, like, really cool, dope, down to earth. She gave a dope ass show. She was at Foo Bar. I think it was a Foo Bar. Yeah, downtown. And that was an amazing show as well. So I got the pleasure of meeting both of those ladies and talking with them and taking pictures. And it was just an amazing experience. So I was excited. So fans for life, Emily King, Dani Lay. So yeah, we're going to get into the show. So other than that, like I said, if you would like to say, hey, what's up, Dani, you can call in at 516-457-9392. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on Unapologetically Dani, you can email me at dannyscott1980@yahoo.com. Give me your info, who you are, what you want to promote, and I look at my calendar, we look at some dates, and we go ahead and get you in there. And so today's topic is, what is self-love? Self-love means having a high regard for your own well-being and happiness. Self-love means taking care of your own needs and not sacrificing your well-being to please others. Self-love means not settling for less than you deserve. Okay, so that's the Wikipedia version of self-love. I had looked it up. So oftentimes, especially as women, we are always told, you got to love yourself, love yourself. And it's like, okay, but how do I love myself? Like, where do I start? Like, a lot of people never tell you how to self-love. It's just love yourself. It is like, but how? So I thought long and hard about it, and I am on my self-love journey because I dealt with a toxic relationship for the past year, and I finally broke free of that person. It was toxic. It was a soul tie. And it's really hard when you have a soul tie to a person, trying to cut them off and trying to emotionally, physically is easy to disconnect, but the emotional and mental side is very hard to disconnect from that person, because once they got you mentally, then it's like you're stuck and you're trying to figure out how to get out of that shit. And I finally did. I cut myself free of that mess, and ever since then, I've just been just on my road to learning to love myself all over again. And I had, like, last week I had a really good week. It was my birthday last Saturday. I turned 40, and just that whole week, I got shown so much love and so much support. And it really helped with my self-love journey, you know, that sometimes you may not get love from the person that you want, but there are people out there that do love you exactly the way you are. And once you recognize that, then it makes the healing process a whole lot easier. But everybody has their time frame as to when they would get there, you know, and it's a process. Self-love is a never-ending process. It's not you just wake up one day, okay, I love everything about myself. It's like, no, it's a process. Some days you're going to feel really great, and then other days you're going to feel kind of shitty. So it's just, it's like up and down, but as long as you have more good days than bad days, then everything will be all right. So where do we start with self-love? Recognizing what you don't want. A lot of people don't know what they do want, but once you know what you don't want, you start there. It makes it a lot easier. Whereas for me, I knew I did not want, I didn't want somebody who lies to me. I didn't want anyone who was abusive. I didn't want anyone who did not support me, my dreams, my goals, my aspirations. I did not want someone who would keep me a secret, who would act like they're ashamed of me, who want to hide me from other people. I do not want someone who makes me feel like I'm just good enough to be a jump off, but I'm not good enough to be girlfriend, wifey, because I'm wifey material, okay? I cook, clean, all that shit. So, you know, basically just somebody who I know that I don't want someone who treats me less than what I deserve, because I am a queen, and I carry myself like a queen. I'm not a hoe. I don't want nobody to treat me like I'm a hoe, like I'm nothing. So that's one thing I know that I did not want, someone who is disrespectful and rude and selfish and only cares about self, you know, and that's not willing to love me unconditionally for who I am, flaws and all. This, but I realize those are the things I don't want, you know. Number two, envisioning yourself in a happy place. So when you're on your way to your self-love journey, you have to see yourself in a happy place. Like, you may not be in a happy place at that moment, but if you just envision yourself, like, once I get on the other side, like, how do I see myself? Like, you have to see yourself as being free from your situation. You have to see yourself as smiling, being happy. Whatever goal that you were trying to complete, you have to see yourself as completing that goal, whether it's writing a book or opening up a business or going back to school. Whatever it is that makes you happy, you have to just picture yourself in that place. And once you picture yourself in that place, you just think about it every single day until you get closer to it and you take steps to get to that happy place. And like I say, it's not going to happen overnight to get to that happy place, but you got to envision yourself being there. Envision yourself being healed, being free. And once the more that you envision it, it's going to feel real. It's going to come to life. Surrounding yourself around positive people. That is so important. When you're dealing with a toxic-ass motherfucker, you know, they ain't got nothing nice to say. Once you remove yourself out of that, you got to be around positive people that remind you of who the fuck you are. Because sometimes we forget who the fuck we are. We forget that we are kings and queens and that we are dope as fuck. And being around people that tell you the complete opposite is going to pretty much just fuck up all your high vibrations and your good energy. So being around positive people that love you and accept you for who you are and remind you you're amazing, you're dope, you're awesome, you have all these things that you accomplish, you know, being around people who's constantly believing in you and pushing you in the right direction, that is definitely going to help, because everybody needs somebody in their corner that is going to make sure that they stay on track. Cutting soul ties with toxic relationships. As I stated before, you know, soul ties, sex, always has something to do with it. When the sex is amazing, that's a soul tie. That's what makes you stay in that toxic-ass shit, because you just like, you know, sex is great, but this motherfucker is crazy. Like, they doing all this shit. This is unhealthy, but the sex is great, you know. And it's like, and that's what keeps you there. Like, that physicalness, it's like when you have sex with somebody, it's like your souls get entwined. And the more that you have sex with them, the harder it is to break from that person, and it's like a drug. Like, you have to wean yourself off that shit. You have to. And once you do that and you cut it off, then it makes things a whole lot more easier. Number five, going to therapy. That is very important, going to therapy. I just started going to therapy a few weeks ago, and it definitely helped with, you know, my toxic situation, and I just started doing things to help me get to that good place. I did a 3-part series for 3 weeks called Poet Speak Up Poetic Therapy Sessions, where I just pulled out poems from all my books, and these were poems that had topics that I wasn't comfortable discussing, things that happened in my life that I just wasn't ready to deal with, certain issues, things I wanted to kind of keep under wraps that I was kind of embarrassed to talk about because I was afraid that people were going to judge. But then I was like, if I'm going to do this self-healing and I'm going to this therapy and I'm dealing with my issues in this situation, I have to be completely honest with myself and everybody else, and I have to unveil myself in a way that I never had before, and I need to free myself, everything. So once I did that, I pulled out those uncomfortable poems, and when I did them, it was like, felt good. Like, I really did. I felt really good, and I felt free, you know. And I noticed once I did that, people started being more receptive of me. They started understanding me more, and I believe that's why I've been getting a lot of love and support from the arts community the past couple of weeks. I think just off of that series alone, people got to see a different side of me and see me be more vulnerable versus I was always kind of just tough, hard ass, you know, and I am a tough cookie, I am, you know, but underneath all that is a very nice, sweet person, you know, and I had a chip on my shoulder, and I've been hurt a lot and, you know, dealt with a lot of grimy-ass people over the years, and it made me build up a wall because I was always letting the wrong people in. But I started learning that I have to listen to my spirit of discernment, and if a motherfucker ain't right, I need to be like, yeah, I'm going to cut your ass off because something ain't right about you. And now I get to a point where if people hurt me, lie on me and to me, do like real grimy shit, I used to just stew over it, just be like, just angry and hold a grudge for a long time. And now I'm learning that when people mistreat you and use and abuse you, it's okay to be mad. It's okay to feel hurt. But don't stay there for a long time, because once you stew over it, stay there for a long time, you disturbing, you're allowing what they did to disturb your peace, you know, and they going about their business, not even think about what they did to you. But some people, they know what they did, they just don't care, you know, and you stewing over and being angry, you're chipping away your peace and your happiness that you're working towards. So I learned that when people do things, I be mad for a minute, give myself a minute, and then be like, you know what, I can't change the situation, and what they did is fucked up, they know what they did is fucked up, but that's who they are, and they can't help it, and I'm a forgive, I ain't gonna forget, but I'm a forgive, and I just know I ain't gonna fuck with them like that no more, but I'm gonna keep going. They're not going to steal my peace and my joy, and they're going to do that to every person they come across because that's who they are. They're comfortable being that way, and some people are comfortable with being fucked up. They're comfortable with doing people dirty, and some people, they know that, and they don't care to change it, and there's nothing that you can do to change that. You can put them in a place and cuss them out and go off on them, and they'll feel good to you. And they know not to fuck with you like that, but they'll still do that same thing to other people. They'll still mistreat everybody that comes across them. And one day they're going to run up on the wrong person that's going to, like, really shut them down to where they're going to be forced to have to change their bad behavior. But in conclusion, I just learned that, you know, when I see how people are, I'm just like, well, that's who they are. They can't help it. And at the end of the day, I'm going to forgive and be like, God bless. I don't wish ill will on that person, but I do believe in karma. And that karma will always come back because you can't go through life using and abusing people, mistreating people, making people miserable, bringing them down with you and think that it ain't going to come back on you. It definitely is. So that's my philosophy, that now, you know, I'll be mad for a minute, allow myself to be upset, forgive, set boundaries, and me, if I see the person, hey, what's up, yeah, I don't fuck with you like that, and then just keep it moving, you know, and, you know, one day they may come around and apologize, and then maybe they may not, but either way, you still have to keep doing you and moving forward and just pray and just give it to God, because at the end of the day, like, he got to find a say so, I mean, that's what it is, so. That's what I learned with that. So before we continue on, we're going to take another song break, and then we're going to break down the other parts of where do you start with self-love. So again, this is Danny Sky. Then you have tuned into Unapologetically Danny, my podcast. Today's topic is what is self-love. I was breaking down the Ten Commandments of self-love, and we were on number five. Yeah, we were on number five, and we're going to continue on with the other five once we come back from our song break. So stay tuned, listen to some music, and thank you for tuning in, and we'll be right back.
Young with too much cash, watch how I came up fast. They say I'm next to get it, they bring your name up last. And while I made a splash, rappers came and passed. But still I ask myself, how long does famous last?
Yeah, but I ain't worried about it tonight.
How long does famous last?
Blow all this cash on my.
How long does famous last?
Tell her welcome to the good life.
How long does famous last? How long does famous last? I'm addicted to this lifestyle. Never going back to no basic shit. When we on tour, every night's wow. Think about the days when I'm making shit. Spending everything just to make it back. Saying everything, never take it back. So if you don't fuck with me, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. In a black shirt and some faded jeans. Been around the world in these APCs. Working nonstop, trying to take the keys. Off the lot next week, spending 80 G's. Intro my floor to your lady's knees. Always on tour cause I'm making cheese. Michigan in February, 8 degrees. And the fans waiting out so I can maybe freeze. Yeah. Smoking on killer, never going nowhere unless your team is strong. Yeah, probably make a skrilla. Everywhere I go, bring my team along. Yeah, now I'm almost famous. Still right here with the oldest faces. That's where I came up from the coldest places. Young man gets everything he goes and chases. Oh man, young with too much cash. Watch how I came up fast. They say I'm next to get it. They bring your name up last. And while I made a splash, rappers came and passed. But still I ask myself, how long does famous last?
Yeah, but I ain't worried about it tonight.
How long does famous last?
Blow all this cash on my.
How long does famous last?
Tell her welcome to the good life.
How long does famous last? How long does famous last? I'm trying to marry Kate Upton. Blow this money too quickly. To them squares who tryna hate, fuck them. You can't catch me, I move too swiftly. I'm always going through customs. When I leave, I'm knowing you miss me. We run through bottles like nothing. Like I'm tryna drown in this whiskey. Indulging everything we wish. We drinking straight with no mixers. Got bitch drinks if you squeamish. At the after parties, no pictures. My bag of trees look greenish. Got a bad bitch to roll swishers. This lifestyle's the sweetest. Man, I'm shining out just like fixtures. Yeah. Do it for my city. Everywhere I go, bro, I rep the bay. Yeah, tell you it's a pity. But hey, fuck, so I always got shit to say. Cause I'm almost famous. Still right here with the oldest faces. That's where I came up from the coldest places. Young man gets everything, goes and chases. Oh man, young with too much cash. Watch how I came up fast. They say I'm next to get it. They bring your name up last. And while I made a splash, rappers came and passed. But still I ask myself, how long does famous last?
Yeah, but I ain't worried about it tonight.
How long does famous last?
Blow all this cash on my.
How long does famous last?
Tell her welcome to the good life.
How long does famous last? How long does famous last?
How long does famous last?
It's your girl Danny Sky. So that was my baby daddy G Easy. famous. So I have not met him, but if I meet him, I don't know how I'm going to act. Like, there's one celebrity. There's one celebrity, and he tall, too. Oh, my gosh. Like, I'll tell you, like, there's one celebrity that I meet. I was just like, if he, I'm going to change his life. That's all I got to say. I'm going to change his life. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. So, like I said, if you're just tuning in, this is Danny Sky. I am the host of Unapologetically Danny, my podcast. It was originally Open Letter for 2 seasons, and now we just changed the name of it. But same great dope vibes, unapologetic, raw, honest, unfiltered, unscripted, unapologetically me, you know. So tonight's topic is, what is self-love? And I was just breaking down the different levels of self-love, you know, what you can do to get yourself there. Because people always tell us, self-love, love yourself, but no one gives us the proper steps and the tools that we need in order to get there. You know, the last step I had was going to therapy, and I was just saying how I started going to therapy, and then I just started, like, looking at things differently. I was in a toxic situation. I got out of that. I had a soul tie, cut that shit off, surrounding myself around positive people, envisioning yourself being happy, and recognizing what you don't want. So now we are on to number 6, make a list of daily affirmations and speak it into existence. So this is what my therapist had told me, to make a list of all your strengths, you know, because we focus so much on our weaknesses, what we lack, what we don't have. We never really think about, what do we have? What do we like about ourselves? So at first I did it in the form of a poem, you know, because I'm a poet. That's what I do. And she was like, okay, a poem is great and all, but I need you to write affirmations, like words. Don't do a poem. And I was like, okay, I don't know if I can make a list. And I surprised myself when I made that list, like, words just start popping out. Like, all these positive things that I noticed about myself just instantly start popping out. And I realized that list was a lot easier than I thought it was. So I had about, I don't know how many things I have on that list, but it's a good little list. And I posted up on the side of my mirror, and every morning I get up and I do my daily affirmations to myself, and I look in the mirror and I list all the amazing things I like about me. And the last part I say is, you got this, go change the world. I think that's what it was. Yeah, you got this, go change the world. And when I say that last part, I look in the mirror when I say that, and then I start my day off. And so, yeah, doing that every day, speaking into existence, pointing out all your positives until you start to believe and feel it, you know. And like I said, it's a process. Embracing yourself fully, flaws, issues, everything. Everybody is not, no one's perfect. And the one thing about self-love is that you have to realize what you're good at, what you're not good at, what flaws you have, what you can change it, work on it, what you cannot change, accept it, and find some type of positive within it, you know. So that's very important, just learning to embrace yourself fully. When you fully learn to embrace yourself, it makes things a lot easier. I know with me, I've always been very hard on myself. When I make mistakes, I just stew over it and just worry about it every day. Oh, I shouldn't have did that. I should have said that. I should have did this differently. And then I start thinking about it so much where I start getting depressed and feeling down. But I had to realize at the end of the day that, you know, I'm human. I'm going to make mistakes. Everybody gonna make mistakes. You're not gonna go through life not making no mistakes. And when you try not to make mistakes, that's when you find yourself walking on eggshells and trying to be perfect. And yet you just have to realize that that shit ain't gonna happen. You know, it's just not. Like, so make your mistakes, learn from them, just try not to make the same mistake. But if you do, that's okay. Just learn from it until you don't repeat it anymore. Life is a learning process, you know. Date yourself. That's a big thing. With women, I don't know, men, can't really say men, date yourself. Men deal with their stuff differently, but with women, you have to date yourself, meaning like going out to a new restaurant or going to a spa, buying yourself a new pair of shoes. Like, I know I date myself quite often. Like, I'll go to a restaurant and I may get dressed up. Like a few weeks ago, I went to Blue Strawberry. I got dressed up, looked real cute, you know, walked up in there. And when I was walking in, like, everybody was looking like, okay. Like, I feel like people be looking at me like, she by herself. Yes, I'm by myself, because I, like, every time I go out, I always meet somebody when I go out. So I was just like, technically, I'm not really by myself, because I make friends everywhere I go. So I like going out by myself. I enjoy my own company, and I can stay somewhere as long as I want to, and then I can take myself home. So dating yourself is a good thing. You have to be comfortable with yourself. You have some people who cannot be by themselves. They always got to be in a relationship, always got to have somebody. And I'm sorry, once I get out of a relationship, situationship, and I'm emotionally invested, I am drained on every level. And I'm like, I'm not thinking about getting with nobody else. I'm like, fuck that. This last person just sucked everything out of me. And I'm all like, I'm not trying to give nobody else. I'm like, fuck that. I'm trying to be by my motherfucking self, heal, get myself together, because I don't want to get in a relationship with somebody else and still be tripping off of this last person. And it is not fair to the new person if you just going from person to person to person and you're not healing. You're not getting to know yourself. And some people, they're so afraid of knowing themselves, learning who they really are. And instead of learning who they really are and accepting themselves, they always got to be around somebody. So it's best to be by yourself, date yourself, treat yourself as it how you will want to be treated when you go on a date. Like, that's how you got to look at it. Take many road trips. I've been on 2 road trips. In August, I went to Chicago with my son. We went to the beach. We had a good time. And then last week, I went to Kansas City. I had a women's brunch. I knew I wanted to do something on my birthday. A way to do something on my birthday that I wanted to end it with a brunch on my birthday, because I love going to brunches. And I was just looking in Kansas City, and I was just like, oh, this looks interesting. And then I don't know, for some strange reason, I asked the host. I was like, if you need a speaker, poet, whatever, let me know. And she's like, well, you know what? Come to think about it, I actually do. And we got to talking and realized that we have a lot in common. We went through a lot of the same things in life. And it was her first event. And I was gradually getting myself back out there performing and so forth. And she had a budget. And I told her, I said, you know what? Because I believe in your event, and it's your first event, and you're a businesswoman like me, I do it for free. I was like, I just want the exposure. I just want to get myself out there. And then it's my birthday weekend. I love brunches. I love mimosas. And I love meeting new people. And it was a self-love brunch. And that came just in time, because I was just like, I am on my self-love journey. And this brunch was something that I needed. Being around positive black women that are business minded like me, that's on their road to self discovery and relearning who they are and loving themselves. And I was around. And I went and I told my story, and I had an amazing time. And we all took pictures, and the host was so impressed, and her sponsor, that they decided to bring me back for their second women's brunch in March of 2021. So I'm coming back as a speaker again. I just started getting into motivational speaking, so they came right on time, and we still talk and we communicate, and you know, and I was just so honored to be a part of that event, and I was like, it was a coincidence that I stumbled across that event, and then I asked her if she needed a speaker, and she did, and it all worked out. So I had a good time. I'd never been to Kansas City. It was the first time that I went, and I'm definitely looking forward to going back again. So definitely road trips are fun. You know, you get to see different things. And I love being on the road. I do. I love being on the road and traveling and meeting new people and looking at the mountains and all that and just looking at the dirt road, just like nature itself. You know, and just being at peace. And the last one is get involved in activities that promote self-love. So activities as far as like the event that I just did, the self-love women's brunch, that definitely helped. Because when I went, and like when I was driving home, I felt like this peace, this calmness had came over me. It was just like this. It is an incredible feeling that I really cannot describe, but it was just a love for myself that I never felt before. So that's why I'm saying I was very honored to be at that event. And but yeah, that's what it is. Just whatever you're passionate about, do something that you're passionate about, that you feel good about, that makes you feel good about yourself, that helps you onto your road to self-love. So those are my Danny Sky self-love commandments. I got 11 of them, 10 of them, you know. Announcements. Smoking the Mic series next Saturday, October 17th, featuring Ashley Pink. Tickets are on sale right now on Eventbrite, or you can cash app I Am Danny Sky. $10 in advance, $15 at the door. It's going to be at Medici Media Space, 2055 Walton Road, Overland, Missouri, 63114. Show's going to start at 8 o'clock, so make sure that you be there. Make sure you follow me on social media. I Am Danny Sky. Facebook, Danny Sky 1980. And other than that, thank you for tuning in to my first show back of the season. I had an amazing time. This was a good show. It really was a good show. Like I said, if you want to be a guest, email me at DannySky1980. And other than that, I will see you next Friday for another episode of Unapologetically Danny. Thank you for tuning in. God bless. And y'all have a great rest of the weekend. Bye.